I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines, presented by Men's Tea Clinic.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Let's get to headlines. Quick Texans headline. They did make a signing yesterday. They signed a wide receiver, Juwan Winfrey, formerly of the Colts. 9 catches, 75 yards over 3 seasons.
Sounds too much like Weems. I don't...
he's the equivalent of Weems on the Astros, yes. So just some roster filler, I'm assuming, for the Texans there. They're back at practice today. They had a walkthrough yesterday.
Notable thing from the walkthrough was that Cam Robinson was with the twos and Ariante Irsay was with the ones. I thought that was the most notable thing. And I'm the first to say, hey, don't read too much into what the depth chart looks like at any given time. The day that Cam Robinson got injured, he was going with the second offense that day.
Yeah.
So it was, I know there's the, because the timeline gets a little bit murky, I think some people thought that, oh, well, Cam Robinson got hurt and that gave Ariante Irsay a chance to go with the ones. It did shuffle things up a little bit positionally, but like they were giving Ariante Irsay a chance to go with the ones at right tackle that day already, I think.
Yeah, it was a weird
coincidence. No, it was going to be at left tackle.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's with or without the Cam Robinson injury, I think they've just been really impressed with Ariante Irsay.
It was a strange coincidence. That was the first day in West Virginia when that all went down. So, yep.
Maybe that was Cam Robinson's version of a hold-in. Maybe he went out there with... Maybe he got...
I'm with the twos. I guess the other thing, too, I was at the walkthrough yesterday. Miles Bryant was with the safeties in the position breakouts. He's normally been a slot corner. He was, you know, and the corners were all at one, you know, they were all of a group, and the safeties were a separate group. He was with the safeties yesterday.
That's interesting because I think I wouldn't be surprised if Jalen Petrie gets some time at true actual safety, depending on how all these injuries shake out and whatever C.J. Gardner-Johnson's injury situation, and then Jimmy Ward with both his legal and his injury situation.
Yep. Nick Caserio joins us at 7:30 on the show today. To the Astros we go. They lose 10-0 yesterday. They get shut out. Spencer Arrighetti was not great. The bullpen was not great. Well, I say the bullpen. I don't want to paint everybody in the bullpen with the Taylor Scott brush. Taylor Scott made his comeback to the Astros yesterday and was horrible.
One of our texters said, hey, not trading for a pitcher at the deadline is unacceptable when you look at what these results are. I agree with you, and yet also they've been shut out 3 times in the last 4 games.
Oh, yeah.
First time. Everybody listening, anybody over the age of 20 right now, just think about everything that's happened with the Astros since 2005. Changing leagues, the dark days of the reset, all of those things, the being better than everybody else scandal. This is the first time since 2005 that the Astros have been shut out 3 times in 4 games.
Yeah.
And it's if they had traded for 3 pitchers at the deadline, they still could have lost those games with the offense being as meager as it's been.
Yep, here was Joe Espada after the game on Spencer Arrighetti and not getting the offense going as well.
Yeah, and, you know, we also have to execute better on both sides of the ball, you know, offensively, you know, on the mound. I thought Spencer came out first couple of innings, stuff looks really good, and then just fell behind some hitters and the walks. And then from there, you know, things kind of speeds up. You know, we just got to execute better, get quicker outs, and then give our offense an opportunity. And we offensively, we just haven't been able to get anything going, which I know will turn around. Just hasn't been the case the last couple of games.
Yeah. Regarding the offense, I would say all eyes on Sugarland tonight. Yordan Alvarez makes his first start in an actual baseball game. Oh, he's in Corpus? Okay, did I say Sugarland? I would say put some eyes on Sugarland, too. It's a beautiful suburb of the Houston area. Thank you. Colin Neal in for Ben today, our producer, getting in my ear. So Yordan Alvarez is in Corpus getting ready for a rehab start today. He'll have the day off tomorrow, and then he'll play Thursday and Friday this week. They need Yordan Alvarez back in the worst possible way right now.
They do. And when you look at the runners left on base, it's easy to imagine Yordan Alvarez just sweeping them all home.
Yeah,
and,
what I choose to imagine.
That's all you have to do, Yordan. You know where I am with Yordan right now. I'm dead inside. I allow myself to feel no hope. Mm-hmm. I'm focused on what's 6 inches in front of me, Sean.
Yeah.
And until Yordan shows up and looks like the Yordan of old, I'm not gonna sit here and pretend that that's the panacea for everything that's wrong with the Astros right this moment.
That's healthy, I think. I think that's healthy. Lance McCullers is in Detroit with the team. No time frame on his return. The injury news on this team is a mile long. We would need a podcast to do it. But the big ones are pitching injuries. Luis Garcia, one more rehab start. It sounds like he needs. The bad news, Brandon Walter, who I feel terrible for. His whole career, after being a big-time prospect in the Red Sox organization, has been fits and starts. And he had been very good for the Astros in the role that he was being asked to fill, which is a back end of the rotation starter, and of course had some elbow inflammation and was trying to come back from that, and he had more elbow inflammation. Now they're shutting him down. Just bad news for Brandon Walter all the way around. NFL news, the Colts are signing Xavien Howard to a one-year contract for up to $5 million. The defensive back, who I believe is a Houston guy, he went to Baylor, I know that. He had been sitting out for a while. He was a name that was out there last year, too. The Colts have all kinds of injuries going on in their secondary right now. So they signed Xavien Howard to a one-year deal.
The Colts have all kinds of issues in general. Anthony Richardson, he had that one really nice pass. It's so funny to watch people consume Anthony Richardson news. He had a beautiful pass that was negated by penalty in the preseason game. As he was in there working with the second group, mind you. So in the preseason, going against the twos, had a beautiful pass. It was negated. And yet Colts fans have deluded themselves once again into calling that a promising performance in which Anthony Richardson completed 55% of his passes.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
You just blew a couple of easy passes. Got a penalty on an RPO because he held onto the ball too long. Remember, this is your dual threat quarterback who's going to really need to execute RPOs well.
Yep.
On an RPO, you can't hold onto the ball too long because the offensive linemen, after a certain amount of time, they just go downfield. Yeah. Anthony Richardson makes a rookie error. Playing like a guy who's played barely any football in his whole career.
He made a rookie error.
It's everything that's bad about him. Yes, but he can make the highlight throw. How long are people going to continue to point to his highlight throws and act like they mean anything at all?
I'll answer that forever. Internet. That's what they're going
to
do.
Every time they've lost to the Texans, Anthony Richardson has made some brilliant throws in those games, but he's made twice as many stupid throws.
So,
I hope they give this 3, 4, 5 more years
to
play out.
Let it marinate.
See if he matures at some point.
Yeah. So what you're saying is, whereas the internet will grab one or two highlights and run with that, you actually sat down and watched every snap of Anthony Richardson.
I watched every snap of Anthony Richardson. And I excuse America at large for being deluded by a few highlights here and there.
That's nice of
Colts,
you.
Colts fans just show how stupid they are. They continue to delude themselves.
Yeah.
But like, he went out and did exactly what Anthony Richardson does, which is 50% completion with one or two impressive throws balanced out by twice as many stupid throws.
It's
yes.
A, you know, the Texans have a it's an interesting schedule for the Texans, Seth, this year because they play the Titans both times and the Jags both times before they play the Colts one time. They're done with the Jags and the Titans by week 11. They don't play the Colts till week 13. So all this talk about Daniel Jones and Anthony Richardson, I mean, it's relevant to the Texans because they're in the same division and you hope the Colts, you know, lose all their games, blah, blah, blah. But as far as it winding up on our front porch, this topic, it's not going to happen until like Thanksgiving. You know?
I just enjoy watching it.
Oh, I don't know. I do too. Yeah. I do too. It's just, as you're talking about it, I'm like, oh, I'm chomping at the bit to face Anthony Richardson if that's who they choose to start. I mean, they opened the season with him last year. They've opened the season with the Colts a couple of times the last two or three years.
By the time the Texans face Anthony Richardson, he will have at least one episode where, oh, now he gets it. You know what? We realized that Anthony Richardson wasn't really quite approaching it the right way, but now he gets it. And now now this is going to be the best version of Anthony Richardson.
Week 13, they ain't seeing Anthony Richardson. He'll have either played his way out of the job or gotten hurt by week 13.
Daniel Jones is a more predictably atrocious quarterback,
yeah,
which I feel like you can work with that.
I
you
think
know,
so too.
You, at least you can manage exactly how he's going to disappoint you as opposed to Anthony Richardson, where it's, you can't predict like him taking himself out of the game. Who would have predicted that?
Yep. Yeah, exactly. All right, Payne and Pendergast, Nick Caserio going to sit down with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk to the Texans executive vice president and GM about the team heading into the season, training camp so far, all the big topics going on with the Texans. We'll do with Nick Caserio in about 35 minutes or so. Up next, first-time Pro Bowlers. Who will be the first-time Pro Bowler for the Texans this year if they have one? I think there's one that's way out in front right now. And we heard from him yesterday, and you'll hear from him in a moment. Stay there.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.